There is just one meeting day left in this year's Alabama legislative session. Lawmakers will wrap up a week from Monday, so this week they try to advance key bills while there is still time. And here to update us on these final days of the legislature is Alabama Public Television's Don Daly. He's host of Capital Journal on APT. And Don, thanks for coming by.
Nice to see you, Andrew.
Now, if there's been one flashpoint this legislative session, it's the Alabama Accountability Act. That's the new law which offers tax credits to families to transfer their children from public schools that are deemed failing. Now, Republicans have been trying to clarify parts of the law. What kind of clarifications did we get this week?
We actually got some clarifications, which was big news because there was a lot of talk in Montgomery this week that even Republicans couldn't agree on a bill to amend the Alabama Accountability Act, and there was the thought that it may just be shelved for the session. But on Thursday, Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh came with a substitute amendment, and it passed the Senate and passed the House. And so the amendment now goes to the governor for his signature. Basically, what it does is clarify a lot of the lingering questions that were left out there after the Accountability Act was signed into law, chief among them that schools will not be forced to accept student transfers under this. It also more clearly defines what a failing school is as being in essentially the bottom 5% as opposed to the bottom 10%. Now, there were some key things that a lot of people wanted in this amendment that were not in the version that finally passed this week. One was dealing with whether current private school students would be eligible under the tax credits. And the other was a means test, which would guard against wealthier Alabamians being eligible for the credits.
Well, also in terms of education, the legislature passed an almost $5.8 billion education budget. What are the highlights of that plan?
The big news there, of course, was the teacher pay raise, which that figure had gone up and down, obviously, over the last several weeks. It was as high as 2.5% when Governor Bentley proposed his budget at the beginning of the session. The House whittled it down to 2%. A Senate committee had it as low as 1%, but when the Senate gave it passage this week, they brought it back up to 2%, and the House did concur on Thursday. So we're at 2% for a pay raise for teachers. The other highlights, of course, was in the neighborhood of $40 to $45 million for the tax credits under the Alabama Accountability Act. They were able to increase funding for pre-K programs. They got that figure back up to $9 million, and there was money for teacher liability insurance, which had been somewhat controversial.
Well, of course, the biggest mover and shaker when it comes to education is the Alabama Education Association. What kind of reactions do you hear from that group in terms of the budget?
Well, they largely focused on the money that was allocated for the tax credits under the Alabama Accountability Act. And I think there was a quote this week, I'm paraphrasing here, about this supermajority is really doing harm to education in Alabama by setting aside all that money for these tax credits when, you know, the AEA felt that it could be so much better served in other areas.
Well, the legislature also gave final approval to a plan which would overhaul the state's Medicaid system. Don, how does this measure change Medicaid?
Pretty drastically. You know, we now exist under what's called a fee-for-service model where people come in, they get whatever's wrong with them immediately addressed, and then they go home. And there's no follow-up. There's no case management, so to speak. Every time something else goes wrong, they're back in the doctor's office or they're back in the emergency room. And the thought is to rein that in and to make the system more efficient and to be more cost-effective. We're going to have what they're calling regional care networks around the state, made up of providers, doctors, hospital administrators, pharmacists, that sort of thing. And they will case manage Medicaid patients very closely, do a lot of follow-up, and eventually be capped on how much money will be allocated to each case so that they'll know exactly how much money they have to operate in per patient.
And of course, Medicaid is a huge portion of the general fund budget. How is this new plan expected to affect how much Alabama pays its Medicaid system?
Well, they obviously had to allocate more than they had originally thought going into the session because there are a lot of variables where Medicaid is concerned that have to be factored in later in the session once they get a better grip of them, the federal match and that sort of thing. So it's the biggest burden on the general fund. That proved to be the case again this year, and it will continue to be a bear for a number of years. Eventually, the efficiencies under the Medicaid Reform Act will save them up to $75 million a year for 5 years under what they would have to pay anyway.
Well, finally, after falling short in previous sessions, homebrewers can take a celebratory drink. The legislature gave final passage to a bill legalizing homebrewing in Alabama, and Don, Governor Bentley, did sign the bill.
He signed it into law on Thursday evening very quietly. He did not hold a signing ceremony like he holds for a lot of bill signings, but he did sign it into law. You know, we went into this session with a lot of people saying we think this is going to be the year after years of trying to get a home brewing bill passed. It did get passed, and lo and behold, it's now the law of the land in Alabama.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. You can see it tonight at 8. Don, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Andrew. It's nice to be with you.